Our October 2024 Game Fish and Park Commission meeting coming to you from here on. We are going to jump right back into our agenda, which is number 7, our department fee adjustments, and this is the finalizations, and we have our Deputy Secretary Scott Simpson with us.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioner Secretary Roebling, Scott Simpson, Deputy Secretary. Going to pick up our conversation about fees, the increase in fees. I'm going to give you a little bit of background. We've covered a lot of country over the last few months, but just want to kind of go over some of those things, talk about our process, what's happened since we last got together in September, and then we do have one small amendment or to the proposal that we would ask you to adopt before we move forward. Kind of backing up to where we were at in July, Good Earth, we presented some of the information from the department as far as what our financials look like, where some of those expenditures were happening, some of the increase in expenditures that we had, some of those cost-saving measures that we had gone through in order to keep everything funded over the last several years. We talked about the fact that the Wildlife Division had not done a fee increase since 2014, and that the Parks Division last increase was in 2019. Some of those things that had impacted us over the year, but anyway, we kind of gave you some history there. We got together later July with our budget subcommittee and worked through some potential fee adjustments. Really appreciate the subcommittee's work on that to help us find a path forward here. Presented the proposal to you all in September out in Rapid City and brought forward a proposal of about $9.5 million, 4.3 to 4.5 on the park side and about 4.25 on the 4.3 to 4.5 on the park side and about 5.4 on the wildlife side. We feel that you know, we made that proposal in September. We felt like that was the appropriate place to be to help fund the current activities of the department, to make sure that we've got the staff in place, that the programs are funded, that the facilities are taken care of, and that we can continue to operate in the fashion that we have in the past, and making sure that all of our facilities and areas look the way they should, work the way they should, that we've got law enforcement folks on the ground, and continue to operate in an efficient manner. Once we adopted that proposal back in September, or you all did back in September, the department went to work, and we started to engage several stakeholders, several interested organizations. You heard from a lot of those organizations today, but I was just going to go through some of the list that we talked to the South Dakota Wildlife Federation, the bow hunters. We talked to the South Dakota Fly Fishers. We talked to the Black Hills Sportsman Club, South Dakota Trappers Association, Trout Unlimited, Isaac Walton League, Waterfowl Association, Walleyes Unlimited, Landowner and Outfitter Alliance, Upland Outfitters, South Dakota Retailers Association, and of course some of the tourism groups that you heard from today. We reached out to them, made sure that they understood where we were coming from, why we were making this proposal. We allowed them to ask us questions. We asked questions of them. We just wanted to make sure that we were doing our part to make sure that the information got out there the way that it needed to. And then in the end, we're like, hey, do you guys support this? Do you oppose this? Where do you stand? And overwhelmingly, you heard it today. Several of those organizations came forward and supported this. Now, it wasn't unanimous. There are some, very few, but there are a couple that, wish we would not do this increase, or wish that we would make a change and increase on a certain group or reduce on a certain group or whatever that it might be. But all things are this conversation that we've had over the last month, I think it comes back to we made a proposal to you with your input, and it is a proposal that does what we need it to do today. It doesn't go further than we need it to go. It provides us an avenue that we're going to plan on this having 5 years worth of impact and get us through that next 5 years. So we think it's right. And that's why we're coming today without a whole lot of adjustment. And we're asking you to approve the fees as we've visited about them over the last couple of months. And I don't want to go through each one of those fees. I think Director Kirschman and Director Van Meteren did a great job of going through the individual fees last month. And I think the commission has likely got better time to spend than going through this line item by line item. But, you know, just in general, some of those same conversations, we identified a rate for residents. We identified a rate for non-residents. In many cases, the non-resident fees were increased slightly more, and sometimes maybe a little more than slightly for non-residents than they were for residents. But in the end, we feel like we've got a fee package here that keeps everybody in the game. It doesn't price people out. It allows them to participate, and ultimately that is our goal. That said, Madam Chair, you have the fees in front of you. Liz, if you could put the parks fees up, and I will visit a little bit about what our amendment is. You can see it on the sheet. We are asking you to remove the range increase for the modern cabins and suites. And under tab 7 in your book, underneath the parks and recreation fees and permits, about three quarters of the way down, you see a line item that says modern cabins and suites. And the current fee is $85 to $205. And we were proposing to increase the maximum for those fees to $250. We did a little research on this, and back in 2020, when we were trying to establish some fees for suites and some of our modern cabins, some of our lodging that you see at Roy Lake and Spring Creek and some of these other places, we understood that we had different setups for different cabins and suites, and some amenities were over here in this cabin but not in this cabin. We kind of had this wide range, like I said, from 85 to 205. And so we put together a rule that said every one of these units, one of the facilities, would fit into this gap somewhere, and that we would ask the commission to approve that on a yearly basis. In December, I believe, is when we did that. And so that was what we put in rule, and we moved forward with that. What we were asking for with this was an increase on the top end of $45 to move that to $250. Now, we had no intention of increasing the fees at this time. We were just looking for a little more cap space that going forward we would likely need some adjustments, and so that's why we included it here. As with every other rule package, we take these rules, we submit them to LRC, and they take a look at them to make sure that they are worded correctly. When we got into this particular discussion on the park side, this modern cabin and suites, LRC thought that maybe some of our language was not what it needed to be. That the when we talk about the individual responsibilities of the commission and the legislature, that providing a range to operate in doesn't exactly meet the authority of the commission, and it should likely be in rules lined out for each one of these facilities. So that's what we are in the process of doing, is identifying that language that we can work through LRC and make sure that we are meeting their criteria. And what we would ask you to do to kind of fix this, right, is to remove modern cabins and suites, that entire line, and we are not going to ask for the increase to $250, but to leave that the same at that range of $85 to $205, and then we will write the right language, provide that to LRC, and as part of this rule package, we will take it over to interim rules if it passes, and we would ask for their approval of this new language. So really, it's a cleanup thing. It gets to be kind of state government at its best with what language needs to look like and make sure that everybody's operating within their certain areas of influence. And so didn't mean to confuse you. Really, what we need is just a motion to remove the modern cabin and suites from the proposal. And then if you are comfortable moving forward and adopting this, then we would get the right language in place for the interim rules committee. So at that point, I think we've had our conversations. We've certainly tried to answer everybody's questions. We've had some really positive conversations. We've had some tough conversations. But in the end, I think we've done our due diligence. I think that there shouldn't be anybody involved that doesn't know what's happening here and how they might be impacted and what they should see for benefits and continued service coming out the other end of this thing. That's where we've been in the last month. Madam Chair, I think that's what I've got to express today, and be happy to ask or answer any questions along with Director Van Meter and Director Kirchman. We would ask for your approval at this time.
All right, thank you. So at this time, let's tackle the amendment. Are there any questions on the amendment? Commissioner Cole.
That's the only thing, correct?
It's the only
amendment. I would like to make a motion to amend the fee package to eliminate the modern cabins and suites prices.
We have a motion from Commissioner Cole.
Any
second by Commissioner Whitmire. Any questions or comments on the amendment, which is a style and form amendment? Seeing none, we need to vote on the amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? So the package is now amended. Comments, questions from the commission on the amended version? Scott, I do have a question for you, and it's more if you could provide a clarification. During the open forum, we had an individual bring up the habitat stamp. Can you just explain again where those dollars go?
Madam Chair, absolutely. I should have done that because that is a point of interest, obviously, and can be viewed as it's another fee. And I think the legislature passed that legislation to implement the habitat stamp and put that in place so that it is a prerequisite for both residents and non-residents to purchase a habitat stamp before they purchase their first license. And they're required to buy one every year. $10 and $25 are the fees. There are restrictions. When the legislature passed that, it mandated where those dollars can be used, and that is for habitat on public and private lands. It is for access. We can use those dollars to create walk-in or purchase more access to the leases for the walk-in areas. We can use that money on our game production areas to improve the habitat. We can use the dollars to, do boat ramps and those kinds of things. But what we can't use it for is salaries for our conservation officers. We can't use it to fly the antelope surveys that we just did. There's lots of things that we can use it for, but there's certain things that we can't. And so while that is a source of income that we very much appreciate and we put to good use, it isn't dollars that are able to be used in some cases where they need to be used, or in other places where they could be used. It is very specific about where we can use those dollars. So, it's great, but in some cases it can create more expense for the department, right? It takes people to go out and sign up landowners and do habitat work and buy equipment and do all those kinds of things. So, it does have some handcuffs with it or some sideboards.
Very good, thank you. Additional questions, comments from the commission?
Madam Chair?
Commissioner White.
Thank you. We were a part of the budget committee that worked with this proposal. And as we reviewed the objectives that we wanted to accomplish, we tried to anticipate what people would be able to understand what we're using the funds for. And in each case, as we moved through it, it became evident that we're kind of a conduit between sportsmen and landowners. And as we looked at where our operating funds were being used, it was apparent that if we were to maintain the type of opportunities that we do for the sportsmen and the landowners, it was going to necessitate some type of income increase like we're talking about. And it just as a commissioner, it really made me feel good that we got some of the responses that we did today, or a number of responses that they were in favor of this because of the programs that we have and the personnel that we have and the positive effect this has had on their sports or their landowner efforts. So I'm proud to say that we're part of the effort to bring this to the table, but I think more than anything, it's just another example of how we can continue to move this forward with this type of increase. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner White. Additional comments from the commission? And just note, we do have Commissioner Teal is joining us virtually today, so he is also online. Comments from the commission? I will just note for the record, as the fee package increase began to be something that we talked about, it obviously brought the attention to our public, as it should. And as we heard from the public, it became apparent to me as a commissioner that they understand the importance of having those outdoor opportunities and facilities in our state that are top-notch outdoor opportunities and facilities. And it is important to stay on top of those and invest in those. And it was good to see. I think the department, they've done their due diligence to bring this forward in a way that seems to please many of our users and stakeholders. And it also showed me that our stakeholders and our users and the department and the commission, we truly are all partners in this. And I think moving forward with this will help keep these programs and facilities the way we expect them to be. Additional questions, comments, or a motion? Move to adopt by Commissioner Cole. Seconded by Commissioner Bartlane. All those in favor of adopting the amended version, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? It is adopted.
Thank
Very
you,
good.
Chair.
Thank you.